Tefillah for Life, Shir number 140, Erev Shabbos, Kodesh, Parshas Va'era. We are explaining the bracha of Ozer Yisrael Begvura, that it demonstrates the separation between the lave and the lower part of the body. And let's understand what we are saying over here. A person has a head which is basically cold intelligence. It is very difficult for a person to act based on his head alone. And that's why a person is given a lave, a heart. Because the heart controls the emotions, which primarily control what your actions are. You act based on your emotions. But what governs your emotions? If a person's lave follows the roish, follows the head, follows the intelligence, then you are not just using cold intelligence. By following the intelligence, you are internalizing the intellectual ideas, what you perceive as right and wrong. Then you internalize it, you get emotional about it, so to speak, and then you act upon it. And that's the purpose of the lave. The lave chacham. A lave is supposed to take what you know and bring it to life, and bring it to fruition, and make it real, make it tangible in your life. That's the lave chacham. But a person also has animalistic desires, which is the reason why we are here. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us desires and we have to overpower them. And our objective is that the lave should not follow the animalistic desires. A person shouldn't respond to every desire that he has and go chasing it and make that the focal point of his life. Even if it's a desire that's mutter, but are you busy a whole day with those desires? Is that why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put you on this world for? Of course a person enjoys. There's nothing wrong with enjoying things in life. But is that the reason why you are here? The reason why we are here is to have a lev chacham. Is that our emotions and our actions should be primarily focused on the purpose in life. On our intelligence, which teaches us what's right and what's wrong. And not on the animalistic desires, which pulls a person based on what you see in front of your nose. And that's the message of Ozer Yisrael Begvura. Because the belt is supposed to push away, so to speak. It's supposed to make a physical separation between the animalistic desires and the heart that controls the actions. And that is Gvura, because it's not easy. Especially in today's society, which is primarily focused on animalistic desires. We have to create that separation. We have to be a gibar. We have to be an ezehu gibar ha-koivish es yitzray. And that's the message of the bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael a gift. We have a belt that even if a person is completely covered, but if there is no physical separation between his heart and his animalistic desires, a person cannot make a bracha. You cannot make a statement in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't make that separation. And the purpose of the physical separation is to demonstrate an emotional and a ruchnia separation. To control your instincts and live based on your intelligence. To be a gibar that is kovish es yitzray. That is not governed by every desire that comes his way. That's Ozer Yisrael Begvura. That's our purpose in life. To have the Gvura to overcome our desires. To follow our intelligence. To be a lev chacham. To be a lev that makes decisions based on right and wrong.